The senior editor at City Arts Magazine, Jonathan Zwickel, has some new local music for you. Jonathan, welcome to KUOW.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
What's the first song you got for us?
First song on my list is one called Scarfs. The song's called Crossroads Reconcile.
All right, let's listen.
You found the church, but I found the crossroads. You sold out, but I sold my soul.
You've said that there's a Northwest sound here.
Well, yeah, I do hear in the sort of song structure and the guitar work of this song a lot of similarities to the band Built to Spill. And Built to Spill, you know, is going on 20-plus years of touring and recording albums, sort of icons among Northwest indie rock royalty.
Oh, yeah.
And
from
I think
the 90s.
From the 90s, yeah, absolutely. Going back to the heyday of indie rock. And I think for a band like Scarves, that's probably, you know, one of the more iconic bands. You know, if you play sort of guitar-driven rock and roll, you can't help but be beholden to Doug March and Built to Spill and the things that they've done.
There is, even in the vocals, you could kind of hear it.
I think so. Yeah, it's that sort of boyish, really earnest, keening quality in his voice. You know, it's just got this really interesting sort of multi-part composition to it. And then really the guitars are also, you know, they start off really simple, but they slowly build and it sort of erupts into this really nice compositional moment at the peak of the song.
Someday I'll stare into your eyes. And
what kind of splash have the Scarves made in Seattle?
Yeah, I think they're a relatively young band, and I think maybe because they've also gone through a few lineup changes, there's been, you know, they have yet to really gain serious traction here. But with this album, I could see them actually, you know, making a splash. I know that they're playing out over the next couple months and to celebrate the release of the album. So, yeah, keep an eye out.
The album is?
It's called Mall Goths.
Mall Goths.
Yeah.
Our next artist, Jonathan, I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Control Model?
It is Control Model.
Hey, yeah. How about that? Tell us about them.
Well, it's one guy, actually. His name is AJ Swan, and he's a classically trained musician, went to UW, studied in the music school here. He's a deep, deep nerd when it comes to vintage synthesizers and drum machines, sort of analog synthesizers made in the early 80s. And you can hear that in this song here. And all of the song titles on this album, Wholesale Memories, are sort of written almost in computer code.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Sort of like the band name. I mean, Control Model, but you might not know just by looking at the text that that's what the band is called.
Control, CTRL is in the control key.
Right. And MOD-L.
Yeah.
But this song, I guess, gunwingpegasus.us is what we'll call it, because that's how it reads. There's a particular quality to the tones that these instruments make that I think back then sounded kind of novel or almost goofy. And I think, you know, for a lot of people, 80s music kind of has a corny, cheesy quality to it because of the tone of these instruments.
Yes.
You know, or at least it did. I think these days people are starting to appreciate that sound, right? I mean, these are analog synthesizers. It's not, the sounds aren't digital. They're actually analog produced sounds. They're vibrations that are creating these sounds. And so there's something really warm and really almost palpable about the sounds that you get out of these synths and drum machines and sequencers and stuff. And Adam is just, or AJ is just a master of using those machines to create really warm sounding music. So it's all, you know, it's all sort of machine made, but at the same time it has a very warm, very human quality to it. It does have that sort of slow-building classic techno build to it or drama to it. You know, it's a 5-6 minute long song that is beautifully repetitive. I mean, it definitely has this sort of hypnotic repetitive quality to it, which I find really compelling. And over the span of several minutes, it builds and it builds until you get this sort of verbal exhortation to make people dance, basically. And then it's like this great crescendo at that moment.
Do you want to dance? Come on and dance with this old school.
You know, you listen to this whole album and it's just shot through with texture and layers. And especially if you listen with headphones on, you'll start picking up all of these tiny little details, you know, deep, deep in the mix that make for a really interesting listen. It's kind of hilarious, right? I mean, you put it on, you listen in the car, and it's one thing, but then if you listen at home with headphones on, you'll start picking up on all these details that you didn't realize were there, and there's just something really fun about that.
All right, Jonathan, you got one last song for us. This is called Christine, and it's by Solitaire. This sounds like the easygoing hits of my 70s childhood.
It definitely has that sort of late 70s FM radio vibe, you know? It reminds me so much of roller skating. It's just that really easy, kind of like slick guitar riff. And the song itself is so catchy. I mean, it's so buoyant and bubbly. It does seem like sort of a shot of summertime in deep winter, which is maybe why I was so turned on to it, because, you know, it just felt like a little respite from the dark days that we've been having.
A shot of summertime, even though Solitaire is not from SoCal, he's from north of us.
Yeah, he's from Vancouver, is my understanding. This guy named Adam Wozonik, who is super prolific with releasing recordings on SoundCloud, which is sort of its own purview unto itself. You know, there are these musicians who record in their bedroom or on their laptop and release music directly to their SoundCloud accounts.
He doesn't have any CDs.
To my understanding, no. Uh-huh. I mean, he might, but I haven't encountered any of them. I've only found his music online. And he's got, you know, this song on SoundCloud has 20-some thousand plays on it. So I'm not the only one. You know, whatever type of music you're into, classic rock, hip-hop, R&B, this weirder synth stuff, there is a really deep, deep well for that kind of stuff here. All of that is being made here in Seattle, and it's also really, really good. You know, that's, to me, the most notable thing about it, is not just the diversity and the range, but it's also how good a lot of this stuff is. I mean, I think a lot of us, we sort of depend on New York or California to be the funnels for culture into our lives. And, you know, on a mainstream basis, I think that's fine. But if you're more interested in the stuff that is happening in your backyard, you can know with certainty that Seattle is making whatever kind of music you're into and making it really, really well.
You can find it.
Yeah.
Should we listen to some more of this Solitaire song, Christine?
Yeah, let's go for it.
We'll mellow out together.
Right.
Jonathan Zwickel is senior editor at the City Arts magazine. We're tweeting out a link to Zwickel's Attractive Singles article, his monthly list of can't-miss local music. So join us on Twitter at KUOW.